Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we all are aware of fast fashion and how many clothes end up in landfill. You could donate them to a charity shop or swap them for something else. In many countries around Europe, including here, there is a growing swap shop type movement. Orla O'Leary is co-founder of Swapportunity Era. Afternoon, Orla.
Afternoon.
So what kinds of things do people swap? Is it mostly clothes?
Mostly clothes. So we accept all kinds of clothes. So jackets, skirts, trousers. Then we also collect shoes, jewellery, anything really. Mostly just things that you can wear anyways.
Yeah. And when you take those things, do you have to kind of like...
Vet
shoes,
them a little bit.
Yeah, because like shoes might have manky insoles in them.
Yeah, so this one that we held just recently, 2 weeks ago, we had in the pawn shop. And basically this one was more, it was way bigger. So we had kind of a sorting table and people came in. And then people, we had loads of helpers, loads of people volunteered to help out. It was amazing. And they kind of looked through the stuff. And if there's anything that was really manky, they kind of put to the side.
Yeah.
And we kind of like had a pile for maybe charity shops, stuff to put in charity shops, stuff to put in like clothes banks, and then maybe stuff to throw out. Do you know what I mean?
And is there a rating system in the sense that, you know, is a pair of shoes worth the same as a hat or, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of swap shops do that. So they have like tokens when you go in, and then they might do kind of like they might put a blue sticker on things that are really expensive, and then a green for middle things, and then a yellow for cheap. But we kind of just, it's kind of more of a free for all because, yeah, I think it's just easier that way.
So do people then, are people bartering or?
Not really bartering, no. So they come in, they drop off their clothes, and then they'll bring, like, some people are bringing big bags of stuff, people are bringing one or two things. And then they walk straight into the swap shop, and basically then they can take whatever they like. So it doesn't depend on whether you bring two things, or you don't have to only take two things. Because we get so much clothes that if you bring two things, then you can take as many stuff as you want, because I'm just going to have to bring it home in the end and sort through it all. So some people as well, they're trying to clear out their wardrobe. Some people are trying to create a wardrobe. And we had a girl come in this time, and she just moved back to Ireland, and she was worried about her winter wardrobe and how she was going to afford her winter wardrobe. So she ended up getting loads of stuff, whereas some people, they just want to get rid of some stuff, which we're happy with both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do people ever like take the mickey out of that system, because you're kind of relying on their...
Not really, no, because I, like, some people could, but I don't really mind, to be honest. Like, if people are taking lots of stuff, I would recommend them to maybe give a bigger donation, if they can. But I want the event to be as inclusive as possible. So I like to just have, like, an open donation for people to
All right, so they're dropping off clothes and they're making a donation.
Yeah, so it's not like we had, like, tickets for the event, but it was, like, a free registration just to get numbers. But when I lived in Lisbon, the wage in Lisbon is quite low. I was there for 2 years and I was doing swap shops over there, and I just kind of wanted to make it so that anyone could come along. Do you know what I mean? And it is just a fundraiser. It's just, I'm not making any money off it for now. So if I'm not trying to make a kind of gain off it. So like if people can give €2, if that's all they can afford, then that's fine. Because some people are going to come and they're going to give maybe 20 or €30. Do you know what I mean? Depending on... How they feel.
And so, but would people then turn up who have no clothes to donate, but maybe make a contribution?
And then people are kind of confused because they're like, oh, I brought nothing with me. But I think it's because our swap shop is a little bit different, that I kind of want to keep it more of an open kind of free for all in a sense, because I had, I started it off in DCU, and me and my friend Jess, who was also a co-founder of it, she's not here today, she's living in Barcelona. But basically we would set it up with the DCU Sustainable Living Society, and we would have it every Wednesday. So it was continuously every Wednesday. People could put money towards, you basically just had to have like a membership of the society. But other than that, you could donate and take whatever clothes you like. But a lot of people get confused. They think they're stealing. Everyone thought they were stealing when they were walking.
Well, it feels weird if you can just take whatever you want.
But there's so many things in the world, and I've been living like this for a long time. Like, I'm a beg, borrow, not steal, but beg and borrow and find things. Like even the outfit that I have on today, I was true to get this outfit, but this, the top that I'm wearing, I got in a swap shop. The skirt that I'm wearing is a skirt that a girl I know from Australia, I met her in Lisbon. She was at a swap shop at a festival. She got it, but then she didn't like it, so she gave it to me. this, like, I don't know what you'd call this, nearly like a house coat, was found on a road in Lisbon, a big bag of clothes on a road. Huh. My friend seen it and she was like, that's Orla O'Leary for you there. She loved that.
Right, and a lot of the clothes, are they quite old? Or, you know, this is stuff that came from ASOS last week and somebody wore it once.
Like, it's kind of a mix. Like, when you go into charity shops now, there is a lot of clothes that are from, like, Shein or, like, back in the day, like, Boohoo, Misguided, all these kind of shops, like, cheap, fast fashion, which is kind of sad because normally secondhand buying and vintage buying, you're buying clothes that are older, so they're normally better quality, because a lot of the clothes that we buy nowadays are just not as good quality and they're made in awful working conditions as well. So we kind of get a mix of stuff. I've seen an increase in more kind of cheap fast fashion, but still, that's been made and it's now on this earth, so we might as well use it and sell it. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't buy it, but I would wear it because it's already been made. So, do you know what I mean?
It also strikes me that so then people are who are going in to choose clothes, you can't really have any preconceptions about. Whereas, you know, if you go into a shop or you go on a website, you go, I want to buy these kinds of clothes. Yeah. But you go in there and you're kind of having to adapt your own image of yourself.
Yeah,
that way.
Exactly. And as well, you kind of have to have an open mind with it because it is a technically kind of free event. It's more like it's a social event. People come, and a lot of people, maybe they haven't been to a swap shop before, so they don't really have much expectations of it, or they do. But yeah, you kind of just have to come and see what you can find. It's kind of like a thrifting heaven. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You have to root. There's loads of stuff there, so you have to root. But that's the fun of it. Do you know what I mean?
And then when these events are over, mm-hmm. where you live, have you got like a mountainous wall of clothes and black plastic bags?
Yeah,
I hope somebody takes it.
My poor mammy, I've been using the shed now as our little shout out to my mammy there. I've been using the shed as our kind of storage room. But this swap shop, we went through the next day, me and Jess, stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning going through all the stuff. But it was great fun as well. And we separated it into stuff that we were going to keep for the next swap shop, which we whittled down to only one suitcase because so much stuff comes in. Like, everyone provides the stock for it. I don't, like, a lot of it. Some of it is my wardrobe. Maybe a lot of it in the beginning. but then we had a suitcase for the swap shop. Then we had four bags that we actually gave to one of my friends, Luge, is running a market in Lucky's on Saturday or Sunday, with Fife Clothing. And it's basically going to be a market where people have donated clothes and all the clothes then are priced. And then they're going to be sold to people and all the money is going to go to Palestine, which is similar that we had an event and all the money went to Palestine as well. And then we also had like four bags of charity stuff. And then we had two bags for like the bin or like clothes bank.
Yeah.
Or just scrap material.
Does stuff regularly come in that is designery that originally would have been really expensive?
Yeah, totally. Like my friend or Jess, who I work with, she basically, her granny had this fabulous blue mink coat and they were trying to get rid of it for ages, but they couldn't get rid of it because a lot of people understandably don't like buying fur. But if something is secondhand, it's already been made, like the kind of cheap fast fashion stuff I was saying, like, I don't see any harm in wearing it. Obviously don't promote to buy it off those shops, but it's here, so someone might as well wear it. But it depends on your opinion on that. But basically she gave it in to the swap shop and like, this is worth like, we don't know how much, it could be worth over $1,000 or more. This blue mink floor length jacket.
Wow.
And two lovely girls, two sisters picked it up. But I think there was a bit of a spat over someone seeing it and they were like, I want that.
Yeah, there's a risk you might have paint thrown at yourself though if you're wearing it around the place. Orla O'Leary is co-founder of Swapportunity Era. Orla, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.